greetings and salutations. It's your favorite little kitty cat on this Tuesday, November 17th. I was going to say 15th. 2015. And it's cloudy and rainy and kind of typical for a November day. Anyway, I've been kind of lurking around the internet. Excuse me. I don't know why I have been so tired lately, but I just have been. And I was listening to some audio done by some friends that I met way back when on an audio blogging site that I talk about often, and that's Snapvine. And I realized that Snapvine and Audioboom have a lot in common, and that is that the people, the diehards, I guess, they really love their platform. And when Snapvine died, a part of that died with those people, with those power bloggers, as they call themselves. The one cool thing I will say is that, you know, you could have called via telephone and had like a three-way party line. And basically, I mean, it wasn't any specific topic. They tried to get, you know, topics. But it was more like eavesdropping on a party line is what it was. And now with the death of Asia, who was a really, I mean, he could be an annoyance, but he was a really good, sincere-hearted man. There are a few people in the world, I think, left like that, that, yeah, they're a bit annoying, but you overlook it because they are a really good person. And with his passing, a lot of those, well, not a lot, but a few of the bloggers, the podcasters, you know, they've been doing their audio, and I put them up on my Facebook page. You know, just some of them were with me, and oh my God, they just made me laugh. And I thought, what is it about death that makes a person or people go back and you know, oh, I wish I did that, and I wish I, you know, talked to them more, and then they go and they try and do the stuff, you know, to make up, you know, like they're doing more audio and they're reconnecting. I've reconnected to people that I haven't spoken to, you know, in a few years, since 2000 and whenever it went down, 12, I have no idea, 11, when Snapvine went down, and they're now my friends on Facebook, and it's like, I'm not saying, oh, it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, what is it about death that makes people, you know, reach out and say, okay, let bygones be bygones, and okay, we had our issues. I think because Snapvine, you know, it is audio, so you know everything, and because you could call people on the phone, and it became even more one-on-one, more personal. You knew people's spouses' names, and it was funny, there was one couple, they even met on Snapvine, ended up getting married, and one moved to the other side of the country, of the states, to marry them, and now they have a baby together, and it's just, it was so just, wow, man, it really affected. And then you look at like Audioboom, and you look at Big Rick and Adrian TurboStream and Daylight Gambler, you know, Phil, and they've met in person, and so you go, wow, you know, you. It's a weird, I don't know how to describe it, but then if you take one person away and you go, oh man, remember all that audio? And but the audio that Snapvine did was a little different. It was comical. It was raunchy. It was creative, just crazy. You know, different characters and voices that we did, and it was just a whole different animal. And then it got ugly, and the people, the community was divided, and it was even the tired people and the happy people. and some people, I mean, and Snapvine had the capability of blocking people, and so it just got ugly. And some people would just throw verbal missiles out there at people, and insanity. And one of the members said it was like, he would always use that quote of, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And it was, because the drama would suck you back in, you know. You would get tagged with something, and you're like, what the, you know. And you'd get sucked in. And I went back, and I listened to some of the audio. We did some of my Blog Talk Radio. And this is, one of the dudes was even on dial-up. Oh, it was hilarious. Just, that's, you know, it seems like thousands of years ago. But it, 5 years ago? Oh, and they all say, oh, we wish we could have another Snapvine back. We wish we could have, why? Is it the drama that you miss? Is it the excitement? Or is it, you know, the power blogging? Because I understand I can't even remember. I think you got 20 minutes free. And it was like a answering machine, you know, that with no time limit. It was just insane. And then with Blog Talk, you got, I think you had an hour, and then you had an extra hour, after party, we called it. And we would just talk on the phone and talk about just everything and anything. And it was just hilarious. And then I have that, I don't necessarily have the desire to do it again, but that podcasting bug. And that brings me up to another topic that I listened to Mac talk about, you know, his opinion on what podcasting is. To me, podcasting is what I'm doing right now. I don't care if it's got all the bells and whistles or not. If somebody subscribed to my ramblings and I do it weekly or often enough that, you know, it's different content, then yeah, that to me is a podcast. It's may not, like I said, be the bells and whistles and, you know, have sponsors and make money and blah, blah, blah. But I still have people that listen to me. God, I hope so. Maybe I'm just talking. I feel like I'm sitting in the closet just talking to myself. and so to me, that's my opinion. It's a podcast. Subscriptions, weekly, you know, often enough, you know, postings that I'm, you know, still current and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I all these thoughts and go through my head about this whole, you know, community thing and the audio thing. And I stayed on Snapvine until they closed, and I'll stay on Audio Boom until they close or kick me out. I did debate whether I wanted to pay for the 30 minutes. I have to get my finances in order. All right, that's it. Later, news people.